Welcome to Wanna Be Clutter Free, the podcast for ambitious moms who are ready to ditch the mess and stress for good. Let's simplify, organize, and create a life you actually love waking up to. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey there, my friend. Welcome back to the show. My name is Deanna Yates, and you are listening to episode 285 of the Wanna Be Clutter Free podcast. On today's episode, we are diving into something that feels especially close to my heart and really pertinent for this time of year because this episode is coming out the day before Thanksgiving here in the US. And this time of year feels full, right? It's full of events, full of expectations, full of stuff, full of emotions, full of pressure. And when life feels full, it is easy to think that the answer is do more or try harder. But today, I want to offer something simpler. I want us to take a step back and look at life with the lens of gratitude. Not the Pinterest perfect kind of gratitude, not the write a list of 57 things you're grateful for before the sun rises kind of gratitude. I just want us to be honest and steady and grateful for the lives that we have. And more specifically, I want us to look at how gratitude can make decluttering easier, kinder, and so much less emotional. So if you're heading into the holiday season feeling overwhelmed by your home, your calendar, or even your thoughts, this episode is for you. Let's dive right in. All right, look, I know that if somebody tells you to be grateful, just focus on the positive, it can feel like they're telling you to fake it till you make it or be phony, right? That toxic positivity side. And if I hadn't seen gratitude work time and time again, I might be more skeptical too. I was more skeptical when I started. But here's the secret that I know and I am telling you. Gratitude creates a growth mindset. And a growth mindset makes decluttering so much easier, which is odd because you're thinking grow and grow is more and decluttering is less. But trust me, they do go hand in hand because when you approach your home from gratitude, you see what's working instead of what's missing. So for example, instead of thinking, I need a bigger closet, gratitude can help you notice that you already have a handful of outfits, or maybe more than a handful of outfits, that you love and you reach for most of the time. You know, this space you have can support you when you focus on what actually works instead of having to try to keep up with all the trends and feeling like you need more, more, more. It also helps you make gentler decisions. Instead of saying, I have to get rid of this, gratitude lets you say, this served me for a season, and now it's time to release it. And that doesn't have to be one calendar season. It can be a season of life, right? So I now am the mother of a tween, which means the baby years, that motherhood moment of my life is done. I don't need to keep things that supported me in that stage of my life. I need things that support me now in this stage of my life. And so that tiny shift makes decluttering feel less like ripping off a Band-Aid and more like closing a chapter with kindness. You stop forcing yourself to keep things out of guilt. Gratitude helps you appreciate the person who gave you the gift without feeling obligated to store it forever. You can be grateful for the gesture while still choosing what makes sense for your home, right, and your life. And you also get to feel more present instead of feeling overwhelmed. So gratitude brings your attention back to the room that you're in, the moment you're in, the choices that you can make today. Suddenly, that project doesn't feel like such a mountain. It feels like one that's small, grounded. It's a one step at a time, right? We don't have to do everything. We don't have to see it all as this giant burden. It can be something that we work on over time. Gratitude isn't fluffy. It's clarity. It's power. It allows you to be in control and frame everything in your life with a positive spin instead of seeing the negative, right? It's the flip of the coin. Every coin has two sides. You can choose what side you want to see. And in a season that often encourages us to accumulate more, right? Presents and all the things, gratitude helps us release what we no longer need. Now, I am not saying that we shouldn't get new things. I swung that pendulum in the wrong side to my life for a long time. And I felt super guilty about every new thing I brought into my home and every new thing I brought into my life. And it doesn't feel great. But the point is that we can't buy all of the new things. We can't and keep all of the old things and still have a home that feels light, clutter-free, and peaceful. We need to strike a balance, and gratitude can help us find that right balance for us and our family. So it's not don't buy anything new. It's not don't keep everything that you have. It is what works for us now and working within our own limits so that we feel good about it. There is a balance that you will find and you will be able to say like, this feels good for me. This is the right amount of stuff. And it's not about getting new every season or not reusing or repurposing anything. I'm not saying that, but I want you to lean into just more of what you feel is going to be right for you and your family. All right. So I want us to look now at how gratitude helps us see things clearly, because one of the beautiful things that gratitude does is help us question the assumptions that we make about our stuff. And so sometimes we keep things because we feel bad about letting it go. It belonged to someone we love. We spent a lot of money on it. We don't want to disappoint someone, or we tied it to a story that doesn't completely fit us anymore. It isn't really true for us anymore. The beauty is that gratitude helps us separate the object from the emotion. It helps you ask, do I actually use this? Do I truly love this? And most importantly, does this support the life I want right now? That last question has been such a huge help in my life. And I know I've already mentioned it a few times, but it really has helped my life and my students' lives. We are allowed to grow. And in fact, we should and we must grow as humans. The idea that we reach a certain age and never change again is probably not an idea that you think you hold on to. And yet you might struggle to let go of a possession from a different chapter in your life because you don't want to be wasteful or you feel like you're supposed to keep it forever. Gratitude helps you see the purpose that something used to serve in your life without forcing it to serve you forever. It turns down the dial on that guilt. It softens the fear of what if? And it reminds you that appreciation doesn't require ownership. You do not have to own these things in order for you to love them, cherish them. We live in San Diego, and we do not have air conditioning. So come summer, grilling outside isn't just preferred, it is absolutely required. I will not add one more degree of heat to this house if I can help it. And grilling nights work best when quality protein is already in the freezer, ready to go. The nights it's not, well, that's when dinner becomes a chaotic scramble. So I just ordered from Omaha Steaks, and I went straight for the Burger Perfection flight because my husband and daughter, well, they have declared themselves official beef burger connoisseurs, and we're doing a family taste test. 20 pure ground beef burgers made from 5 different cuts of steak, filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Each burger is ground from a single cut, not blended. It's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse price. Omaha Steaks has spent over 100 years perfecting this. Every cut of meat arrives vacuum sealed, flash frozen, and ready to go the moment you need it. No scrambling, no guessing. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
And remember them. So it's okay. We don't need to own everything to appreciate the things we have or have had or are sharing with others now. Gratitude also makes letting go feel kinder. There is a way to approach decluttering that feels harsh, pressured, or even punishing, but gratitude does the opposite. Instead of thinking about what you're letting go and like being really punitive in like your things and figuring out like being super, super stringent on what you can and cannot have, gratitude says, thank you for what you taught me as you're letting go of something. Thank you for how you served me. Thank you for the season that you belonged to. And now I'm ready to release you. One of the most helpful ways of letting go of something is simply to acknowledge the role that it played in your life. When you pause long enough to name the purpose of an item or the purpose that item served, it becomes so much easier to release it without the guilt or the pressure. You're not throwing something away. You are closing a chapter with respect. So here's what that can sound like. I appreciate learning that this hobby isn't for me. Maybe you bought supplies for knitting or watercolor or photography or candle making, and they've just been sitting there untouched. Gratitude lets you honor that curiosity you had in that season instead of judging yourself for not becoming a master crafter. This one was really hard for me. Whenever I try something new, I want to be the best at it. And I have learned through lots of trial and error that I am never going to be the best, probably, at anything. And that was really hard for me. But like with this podcast, I'm not the most successful podcast there is. That's okay. I still love doing this. You still love coming to listen to this, and I'm truly grateful for that. We've tried surfing. I'm not great at it. That's okay. I'm not giving up on it, but it's okay that you don't have to be a master in something to dabble in it, to try it, to enjoy it, and see what it does for you. Let's appreciate the things we try and have that growth mindset. We learned something, and that is super valuable. Whether we learned that we want to keep trying it and it's okay to not be the best at it, or that we learned we didn't really like it and it's okay to let it go. We don't have to hold on to the things. Let it go to someone else who might want to learn this craft and try this hobby, and it might be the thing that sparks the most joy in them. So think about that as you're releasing it. Another thing, I'm grateful for that someone else will use this, kind of back to that point. Whether it's a kitchen gadget that you never clicked with or toys that your kids have outgrown, gratitude helps you imagine the next person who will genuinely enjoy it. That has brought so much joy to my life. You shift from this, I'm losing this item, to I'm passing this forward. And that is one of the things I love about my Buy Nothing group, is that I get to see the people the items are going to. Now, you don't have to do that for everything, and you can just imagine the people that are going to be using your thing in the future. But it is so nice. That little mindset shift is huge. Another example might be, I'm thankful for the warmth the sweater brought me. Maybe it was a favorite a few years ago. Maybe it carried you through a tough winter. Gratitude lets you honor the comfort that it once gave you while acknowledging it's no longer part of your current style or needs. I have a friend whose dad goes to Ireland a lot, and she said every time he goes, he buys a wool sweater and he thinks he's gonna wear it, but we live in San Diego, so he's never gonna wear the sweater. It never gets that cold here. Now, I can see there's a few nights, right, of the year where it might get chilly. You're out looking at the boat parade lights or something, and it is chilly out on the water at night. So there might be a few times a year that he's wearing it, but it's just one of those things that we have to also think about our life and our lifestyle. And it's okay to let things go if they don't actually serve us and help people that it would serve. And then one more example. I'm grateful this item helped me understand what I value. Sometimes we buy things because we think that they will make us feel a certain way, or we think that we're going to be the person that uses them, only to realize that they don't. And that is okay. Gratitude turns that into a lesson rather than a mistake. Let's learn from the things that we bring into our lives that no longer serve us. It is totally fine. It becomes information that you can use moving forward, so then the next time you can make a better decision. And that is actually a gift to your future self. So you can take this even further by adding specific moments. Like, thank you for helping me host unforgettable birthday parties when my daughter was little. Thank you for reminding me of the trip I took when I really needed a reset. Thank you for being exactly what I needed during that chapter of my life. Once you acknowledge the purpose, that pressure dissolves. You're not abandoning the item. You are appreciating it and releasing it. And gratitude lets you celebrate something that was without forcing it to be what you need right now. And I want to share a story from one of my clients, Carrie, because it perfectly illustrates how powerful gratitude can be when we are decluttering. So when we first started working together, Carrie was really struggling with some sentimental items. She didn't want to keep everything, but she felt really guilty about letting go of several items. Like, she didn't really want to let anything go. And most of what she was holding on to belonged to her dad or her aunt or came from her childhood home. And even though the items themselves didn't matter to her day-to-day life, the stories attached to them felt heavy. So during one of our sessions, I encouraged her to stop focusing on what she was giving away and start focusing on gratitude for what she was keeping. And something about that clicked for her. So she later told me that this simple shift changed everything. Once she started looking at what she genuinely used and loved, she realized something important, that the memories were hers, not the items. She could keep the moments, the love, the connection, without keeping every physical object tied to them. And once she saw that way, right, once she saw it in that light, Letting go of the less meaningful items didn't feel like losing anything. It actually made it feel like she was honoring her family by choosing the pieces that actually mattered to her. And so this is the heart of gratitude in decluttering, right? Gratitude lets you appreciate your past without being weighed down by it. It helps you keep the love without keeping the clutter. It reminds you that the relationship lives inside you, not inside that item. And when you view your things through that lens, letting go becomes gentler. You stop trying to archive every moment. You keep what's meaningful, you release what's not, and you create space for the life that you're living today. It all comes back to that. Who are you right now in this present moment? That's what we should be focusing on. But gratitude isn't just about your stuff. It really does shift your energy. And when your energy shifts, your home starts to feel different too. So when you are operating from gratitude, you naturally buy less because you are already content with what you have. You stop chasing that next little hit of happiness from a purchase. You find yourself comparing less, especially social media, with the friends you meet up with. You stop all of that comparison and that stops robbing you of that joy. You loosen your grip on perfection. Like even I was saying earlier in this episode, I'm okay with not being the best at everything. I need to be the best that I can be for who I am and still strive like for excellence, but I have let go of perfection. And you stop holding on to emotional clutter because gratitude and resentment can't live in the same moment. They just can't. I want you to remember that. Gratitude and resentment, they are not roommates. They cannot live together, okay? They just cannot. And for me personally, this was a huge shift. I have always thought of myself as a positive person. I grew up, I've always considered myself an optimist. Looking at the sunny side of the street, right? Finding that silver lining. But as I got older, I learned something about myself that explained so much. I am an extrovert, and that means that I get my energy from other people. I am highly affected by who I am surrounded by, the inputs that I put into my life, all of that kind of stuff. So when I was spending time around people who were constantly negative, I found myself slipping into that same pattern without even realizing it. But gratitude helped me interrupt that. It helped me notice that the energy I was absorbing was not right for me, that it was a negative energy. It helped me separate what was mine from what wasn't. And it helped me choose what I wanted to carry forward without having to declutter those relationships entirely, right? I understood that I maybe needed a little bit of a breather. If I was going to hang out with some of these people that I knew were inherently negative, I needed to boost my reserves by ingesting some positive things as well. So once you can see how the energy around you also affects you, it really makes a difference. And gratitude is one of those biggest things. So I would write down things that I was grateful for before going to hang out with a very negative person, because then it reminded me like, oh no, I've got all this great stuff. And I would literally just spend 5 minutes and just brainstorm and just fill up a page of my notebook. And it is such a different shift of energy. You go in with all these like things that you just feel great for. And so you bring that energy into that relationship and that interaction as well. And so not only is gratitude helping in your life, in your daily life, and how you feel and how you present yourself, it also is reflected in your home because of the energy you bring into your home. Your energy shapes your home, and gratitude supports both. So it's really beautiful. It's a steady way that doesn't require perfection. It just requires presence. Like it just requires you to be there and be present in the moment. And that's why it keeps coming back to that life you're living now, because you are living in the present. So here are three gentle gratitude practices that you can start right now. Even if this feels wild or you are like, this is not going to work, please, I don't really get this, but please try these three. I do think it will make a big difference in your life and it will be really helpful when you start to declutter. So number one, have gratitude for what stays. I want you to ask yourself, why do I love this? How does it support my life today? It's such a grounding question and it brings you back to what actually matters in your home and helps you see the things that you keep and be intentional about what you keep, not accidental. You're not just keeping things because you feel like you need to fill the space, or you're not just keeping them because you've always had them, or you're not keeping them because what if you are keeping them because you aren't being intentional about it, why you love it, and how it supports your life today. Number two, I want you to have gratitude for what goes. So before you release something, try saying, thank you for how you served me. Thank you for what you allowed me to try. Thank you for how you allowed me to show up in the world, in my corporate life, when I had to go to a 9-to-5 job. Thank you for how you helped me raise my baby, but I don't need you anymore. It doesn't have to be out loud either, right? You don't have to like actually say those words. Just a quiet acknowledgement is fine. But if you are home alone, or if you have your family on board, and you can also share this with your kids, too, like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that I had this. This allowed me to do this or that or whatever with you. And now I'm letting it go. And maybe it can help another mom and their and her baby. And another family, to let them, you know, have a great life as well. And so this one little moment softens that guilt. It makes letting go feel peaceful instead of stressful. I know it feels a little woo-woo, and I know it feels a little out there, but please just try it. So if you feel really weird about it, just say it in your head. Just think like how it served you and how you're letting it go. And then number three, I want you to have gratitude for the home you're creating. I want you to take a breath and think, I am grateful for this space, for the ease, for the breathing room that this practice of decluttering with gratitude is giving me. And I want you to be grateful for the home you have right now. Trust me, I know that we as humans are always striving for more, for better, for the next phase and step and whatever. But I want us to have gratitude for what we have right now. Be grateful that you have a refrigerator full of food. Be grateful that you have a dishwasher that can wash your dishes while you sleep. Be grateful that you have the ability to listen to educational things while you're out and about and doing other things. Just be grateful for the things you have in your life. If you have a car and you don't have to deal with a bus schedule or walk everywhere, that you have a laundry machine, washer and dryer in your home, if you are lucky enough to have one, that you don't have to go to a laundromat, that you don't have to take your clothes, you know, down the street to the laundromat, that you don't have to wash them in a river. I'm making a lot of assumptions here, but I'm assuming that your life is probably pretty similar to mine. And those are the everyday conveniences that we sometimes forget that we are lucky enough to have. So I know that there are lots of things that we want to declutter in our lives. And I want us to be grateful and give with a grateful heart. But I also want us to have gratitude for where we are and how lucky we are in where our life is right now. Okay. These shifts are going to help you shift that focus from the pile in front of you to the life that you are creating on the other side of it. But I also want us to be grounded and grateful for all of the amazing things we have. It's subtle, but it's powerful. And none of these need to be official rituals. They don't need to happen at the same time every day. They're just tiny nudges toward clarity and calm. They're just little pockets of intention sprinkled throughout your week. And I want to leave you real quick with, what do you do when gratitude doesn't feel natural? Because not everybody is on board with this, right? If life feels heavy or overwhelming right now, I want you to really hear this part. You don't have to feel grateful to start practicing gratitude. And that feels really weird. You don't have to feel, you could feel resentful at the moment. Like you could feel like icky. You could be going through a really hard time in life. And you can be like, I don't really want to do this. But you can still start practicing gratitude. You can shift a little bit, teeny tiny little bits. You don't need a magical moment. You don't need a perfectly curated journal or a beautifully lit morning routine. You don't need the whole grateful heart vibe thing figured out before you begin. You just start tiny. One thought, one moment, one breath. That's it. Even something like, I'm grateful for warm water in my shower. I'm grateful for 5 quiet minutes. Heck, I'm grateful for 1 quiet minute. That totally counts. Gratitude grows because we practice it, not because we're perfect at it. It gets easier, it gets more natural, and it usually shows up right when we need it most. So I'm hoping that this episode has hit you at a time, not where you need it most, but where it will help you in your life. I really hope that you are having a wonderful holiday season. As we head into Thanksgiving tomorrow, I want to leave you with this thought. The gratitude doesn't require perfection, doesn't require a perfect home. It doesn't wait until everything is tidy or sorted or checked off. Gratitude can live right here, in the moment of your beautifully imperfect life. This season, let it be an invitation to appreciate what you keep, not fear what you release. And as you move through your home today, here's a little bit of homework for you. What is one thing you are grateful for in your home and why? Just answer that question. And if you want to share it with me, I would genuinely love to hear it, of course. So you can come, you can send me a DM on Instagram. I am at wannabeclutterfree. You can comment on this post. You can hop into our private Facebook community. You can share it on a story with me. But the private community over on Facebook is the Wannabe Minimalist Family Group. So jump into that conversation there or come over to Instagram where I'm most active. And if this episode helped you, it would mean so much to me if you would take a moment to leave a rating or a review wherever you listen to podcasts. This podcast grows because of listeners like you, and every review helps another mom find her way here. Don't forget, you can find full show notes and any links mentioned today at wannabeclutterfree.com/285. Thank you truly for being here. I am so grateful for you, and I am so grateful for this opportunity to have this podcast to talk to you and help you on your decluttering journey. Thank you for choosing to spend part of your time with me. Until next time, take care, keep things simple, be grateful, and remember that I believe in you. I'm Deanna Yates, and you've been listening to Wannabe Clutter Free. I'll see you next week. Cheers.